I should continue?
No, you make some discussion.
Oh, I see.
Very difficult to understand. If it's not understood, put your question and try to
In verses like this one, when there's the multi-use of one word, like the word Atma is mentioned here to refer to four potential meanings. Sometimes professors and some scholars argue on the point, how do we know which one of the meanings is used in this?
Anyone who can take an incubus, right? Yeah.
So any of the any of the four meanings is also the same true meaning. Sometimes they claim that that we should not, we can, but we should not claim that our choice is the true choice. But they don't understand that any of those meanings can be true at the same time.
Yeah, this body is true. You have got, we have got body. You don't say it is false, it is true. Bodily pains and pleasure we feel. So how can I say the body is false? The bodily needs, bodily pains and pleasure, that we are affected. So how can I say it is false? Similarly, the mind. And so it is absolutely. Actual. So any item you take, you can understand by thorough study.
In some cases, in a more controversial case, the word chosen, or the meaning chosen for a particular Sanskrit word, may change the whole meaning of the verse. But because.
Therefore, you have to take the parampara meaning.
Yes.
Because we are foolish, we cannot understand properly. Therefore, one has to go to Guru and understand the meaning by parampara. You cannot make your own meaning. Meaning is already there. But if you cannot understand, then you should approach Guru and understand the meaning by parampara.
Sometimes people ask where Swami Prabhupada gets his meanings for different words, because they would differ, they would disagree and pick some other word.
No.
But they don't know that you are simply taking the verse and the meaning of the words, word for word, as the previous acharyas have done.
Krishna said, we take that meaning. Why did you do that? We do not know, and neither we accept his knowledge. Therefore, you remain foolish. You foolishly, first of all, you do not know. You are imperfect. And one who knows, he will do not take his word. Then you remain foolish. What can you do? What is the answer? You are foolish. So you have to know from others. And when you say that you take from other who is perfect, you will not take. And you are foolish, then you are foolish. Okay.
Sometimes people ask, though, they say, well, why is it even amongst the acharyas we find sometimes that there's a difference of opinion?
They are not acharyas. There is no difference of understanding. We understand. Suppose we are present acharya. So there is no difference. Or Mahārāvāna understands, we also understand. Or Caitanya Mahāprabhu understands, we also understand. Where is the difference? Difference will be, that is the fact that he is not acharya. as soon as he differs from the previous acharya, that means he is not acharya. Otherwise, there is full agreement between all the acharyas. Krishna, Krishna is the supreme person. All acharyas agree. What is the difference? Does Ramanujacharya differ from Madhvacharya? Or Madhvacharya differs from Chaitanya? Chaitanya differs from there is Vaishnava. All the Vaishnava, they understand the Vishnu is the Supreme. There may be sometimes that the Krishna is understood as incarnation of Vishnu, and sometimes they understand Vishnu as the incarnation of Krishna. That is sampradaya. That is sampradaya. But either Krishna or Vishnu is supreme, that is acceptable.
So that point is not so important, whether Krishna is coming from Vishnu.
Yeah, that is not important. Because actually both of them the same, the supreme. That the example we gave, the candle, two candles. So far the power of lighting is concerned, both of them equal. Now, you may say, this is first candle, I say, this is first candle. But so far the power is concerned, there is no difference of opinion. If I love somebody, I will say, he is first. And if you love somebody, he will say, he is first. But both of them say. Just a devotee, some devotees are very Hanumanji. He will never accept Krishna. And the gopis will never accept Rama or Vishnu. Somebody Krishna, Vishnu, they are all the same. What is that?
I think perhaps the other boy has come back. Finished us.
So actually the differences, whatever little differences may arise, those differences amongst the acharyas, they are due to feelings of, different feelings of love for Krishna or his manifestations.
We find in some, amongst some devotees, they criticize them. Well, why you are worshipping Ramachandra? He could not say he means why. Yes. And somebody asked, you are worshipping Krishna. He is so fond of all and blame them. In the law you'll find there. Somebody will say Hare Krishna. Another body will say Sitanam. Then you come to Krishna. There is no difference. Both of them know. Either you worship Rama or Krishna, they are the same.
Srila Prabhupada, here it mentions Brahman, and as I understood, Omkara. My question is whether Omkar is a representation.
There is no question about Omkar there. To discuss on the bad, but Omkar is also Krishna. Pranavat Sarvavedi, true. Rasumam also counting up Pranavat Sarvavedi. Krishna says, I am Pranavat. So Omkar is not different from Krishna. But Omkar is pronounced by the impersonality. Krishna, when says that I am Pranava, I am Omkara, then where is the objection? They foolishly say that Omkara is better than Krishna. But there is no need of chanting to stop. That is not good. But so far we are concerned, we say there is no difference between omkara and Krishna. Other system, the Christianism or Buddhism or Mahavadanism, they have got one book, Quran, Bible, or what is the Buddhist book, another thing, one book. And we have so many dealing with the same subject matter. So which is better?
This.
I have my 3 things, so 2 plus 2. They should understand the gravity of this moment. My presentation of both, they are not some of them. Christianity has only one Bible. And their only pastime of Christ is crucifixion, bears the cross. Therefore it has become hidden. People are no more interested. Neither they can explain very nicely. Neither they follow strictly whatever little information they give.
Next verse.
Adhijagya katam putra. Adhijagya katam putra. Dehi smit madhusudana.
Dehi smit madhusudana.
Prayana kale chakatam.
Prayana kale chakatam.
Geyosi niyatatma bhi.
Geyosi niyatatma bhi.
Adijagya.
Adijagya.
The Lord of Sacrifice.
The Lord of Sacrifice.
Katam.
Katam.
How? Kataha.
Kataha.
Who?
Who?
Atra.
Katara.
Here.
Here.
Dehe.
Dehe.
In the body.
In the body.
Asmin.
Asmin.
In this.
In this.
Madhusudana.
Madhusudana.
O Madhusudana. Prayanakale.
Prayanakale.
At the time of death.
At the time of death.
Cha.
Cha.
And. Katham.
Katham.
How.
How.
Geha.
Geha.
Be known.
Be known.
Vasi.
Asi.
You can.
You can.
Niyataatmabhi.
Niyataatmabhi.
By the self-control.
By the self-control.
Translation. How does this Lord of Sacrifice live within the body, and in which part does he live, O Madhusudana? And how can those engaged in devotional service know you at the time of death? Translation. How does this Lord of Sacrifice live in the body, and in which part does he live, O Madhusudana? And how can those engaged in devotional service know you at the time of death?
We should have an electric key. Madhusudan, because he killed the demon Madhu. But who is that Madhu?
That is a demon, it is said.
But I don't think we heard that story before.
In the beginning, when Brahma was created, one demon, Madhu, he came to swallow him. And Krishna killed him. Madhu Kaitava, two brothers, Madhu and Kaitava.
He came to swallow Brahma?
Mm. Mm.
So he was one of the first demons killed.
May we ask questions about pronouncing?
Mm-hmm.
May we ask questions about pronouncing the Sanskrit?
Yeah.
When the A-H with the dot is in the middle of a verse, should it always be pronounced clearly?
Aha.
Adhidagyaha? Or is it more like Adhidagyaha?
That is stated there. Yeah.
In the back.
You ask what it is.
Adhi jag, well, it's, it depends on whether I pronounce it right, but it's spelled A-D-H-I-Y-A-G-N with a stroke, A-H with a dot underneath. So,
Adhi jag gana. When you divide the word, then the first noun form is you. Sanskrit grammar is very difficult. It requires 12 years to learn simply Sanskrit grammar. So that is not possible. So whatever is there, you understand. Sanskrit grammar is very, very difficult. At least 12 years required. And if you understand Sanskrit grammar, then you can read all the Vedic literature without any answer. Simply by studying. Therefore, the Sanskrit scholars have first of all taught grammar. And when one is expert in reading grammar properly, all the literature becomes very simplified. Many literature become read and understand.
The Super Soul, does he, I remember in one place it describes that this, the Lord is so small that he can enter even into the heart of this individual soul. And in other
even into the atom.
Well, and sometimes it is described the super soul is situated beside the individual soul.
Yeah.
So he's beside the individual soul, not inside the
individual soul. Inside does not mean he is not beside. Oh, we are within this room. That does not mean I am not beside the room. Because I live within the room, doesn't mean that I am room and myself is the same. Then why do you want to mention this kind of thing? God may be within anything. But that does not mean that he is equal or one with them. That is the Mayavadi philosophy, or foolish philosophy. Because I am within this room, does it mean the room and myself are the same? I am more important than the room. So what is the difference? You understand? Does it mean, because I am within the room, I am less important than the room? The room is important or I am important? Who is important? Who is important?
The person within.
Huh?
You are.
So, similarly, Krishna may enter within anything, but still, he is important than anything. This is common sense. Nāntarasana paramānsana. Krishna is within and without. Then it's Krishna's body. On tad bahi avastitam. In the Kunti's prayer we find that Krishna, you are within and you are without. It's still nobody can understand. Very steady. What is our experience? Within and without. But Krishna is both, within and without. It's still you do not see. Nato nato dharojata. Just like a person playing on the stage and his relative and others, they cannot understand that Mr. Such and Such is playing. He is seeing something. He is playing before him. He is known to him, but he still cannot understand. This example is given. Nato nato dharojata. Kunti Devi explained this. Did you not read Kunti's prayer? He said, Antatvahi avastita. You are situated within and without, everywhere you are. Still the foolish man cannot understand. Why it cannot? Not on after the Buddha. Just like one's father is playing on the stage, but because he is playing in a different role or dressing in a different role, even the son cannot understand. Where is the division? Difficulty is mine. Otherwise there is no division. I am foolish, therefore. Otherwise Krishna is visible to everyone. We have got two kinds of experience, within and without, and he is present within and without. But still we cannot see Krishna. That is my foolishness, that is my perfection. So you have to become perfect, then you will see Krishna everywhere. That is Bhagavan Sadha, spiritual consciousness. Advancement, the more you advance in spiritual consciousness, Krishna will be realized more and more. Swami was Purattva. You cannot see Krishna, but as soon as you become purified, he reveals himself. It is not you that you can see. When Krishna allows himself to be seen by you, then you can see. So you have to become qualified to see him, otherwise he is everywhere present, we can see him. And without being qualified, if you want to see him, that is not possible. Nāṁ prakāsa sarvastra yuga māyā samāpa.
Chapter 7, verse 24.
Naham prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samavrita mudhoyam nabhijanati logamam majamavyayam. I am never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. For them I am covered by my eternal creative potency, yoga maya. And so the deluded world knows me not, who am unborn and infallible.
Explain that. He does not reveal himself. Why is it to an unqualified person? That is Krishna. Prerogative. If he likes, he will. If he does not like, he will not read. You cannot write falsely Krishna. Therefore, first of all, be qualified, then try to see Krishna. He is not exposed. Even a big man, if you want to see him, You may reveal it.
No, I cannot tell.
How can you do? If you think that this man is third class man, resurrection.
So in ordinary human society, there is no human.
So why people are eager to see Krishna without being qualified? Why this rascal said, can you show me God? First of all, he becomes fit to see God. They will not become fit. They will do all nonsense and will see God. Krishna is always pavitram paramam bhava. He is the supreme pure. And we are impure and we want to see the supreme pure. You see, what a desert. I am not fire. I want to enter into fire. You see? What is with religion? You will be burnt into acid. First of all, be fire. Increase your temperature. In the same temperature, then it will appear. He is Parabrahma. So you realize yourself as Brahma. You are realizing yourself American, Indian, weak, and you want to see Parabrahma. The foolish people, too. And one has to become purified. Sarvapadhivini muttam. One has to be free from all diseases. Everywhere. We give more prominence to the dizziness and so how can see God? We first of all become dizziness and less. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that I am not a Brahmin, I am not a Kshatriya, I am not a Vaishya. Everything he denies. So purify yourself and you see God. Whatever. So Krishna consciousness means to become purified. Then you see all Primamana Chirisu Bhakti Vyoga. Santa Sadaiva, Sadaiva means all. Beautiful. Why did he ask him, sir, can you show me God? What qualification you got? He doesn't think like that. I have no qualification. He thinks that I have become very advanced. That is true. There was a third class man who goes to a Kachidya, sends his son. What the best is his son? Who is that? I don't know. There was an incident, one big philosopher, and one big dramatic. Dramatic player. He was also very famous. So he went to see the philosopher and he sent his card. He said, it is what shall I see? The dancing dog. He made me famous as a dancing dog. I have no business. Actually, that's what he is a philosopher. If some philosopher comes, then it is a pleasure to talk with him. What does he know? He may be expert in dancing. So he will use this, you know. But then I see the dancing dog, he will use this word. He's a dancing dog. You pay him, and the dog will dance. So similarly, why this ordinary man claims to see God, a dancing God? The devotee says that Marmahatan Tarutubhadasana. The devotee is always anxious to see God. But he said, then I am not qualified. So even I become broken hearted, not seeing God, still Krishna is my God. I may see or may not see. That is his mercy. But in all circumstances, he is my God. That is it. Well, I could not see God. I have done so much. Krishna is not so obliged. But because by concoction you think you have done something, and therefore you are obliged to come before you have done. Krishna is not so little.
In this connection, you quoted Lord Brahma saying that where Lord Brahma says that the great material scientists, they may be able to calculate the atomic structure of the material world and the planetary systems, but even if Krishna is standing right in front of them, they can't calculate his potencies.
He challenged Ramakrishna. Can you tell me God? He said, yes. And he showed him God, and then he told him God.
The same with this Bala Yogeshwar. People ask him, can you show me what is God? And he says, oh yes. And then he shows him.
Where he is, this Bala Yogeshwar.
There was one article about it recently, but they didn't say where he was. I think he's rejected. He has no... Maybe he's trying to start his own movement. But as far as his Divine Light mission, he's kicked out.
Kicked out by whom? By mother?
Yes, mother.
So his mother is there for him?
Yes.
Yes.
They say that the main reasons that she gave for kicking him out were that he was going to nightclubs and dancing and drinking and eating meat.
Well, he did not everything.
Yes. So she said, oh, he is not Hindu.
Then we cannot be God.
No. So she said, instead, my other son is God. He is better. Also, she was a little angry because Guru Maharaj's, or whatever, his wife, that American wife that he got, who used to be his secretary, after they were married, in all the temples, their ashrams all over the world, they used to have that Bala Yogeshwar picture and then his mother's picture. But now they took the mother's picture down and put the wife's picture up. So the mother was very angry. Therefore, she kicked them both out. And now her picture and another son is on the altar.
Another son?
Yeah.
But they are accepted?
Oh, yes. He was actually popular anyway, the other son. He was almost as popular as Bali Yogeshwar. He's the older son. He was the one he's a jazz musician. So they like him.
Jazz? What is that jazz?
There's American music, jazz, rock and roll, something like that.
It's modern music. Modern advancement.
So how he learned in India?
Well, I don't know, but he's pretty good. His band was very popular in America. They were very popular. They would travel around and do performances, and thousands of people would come. He had quite a big group of musicians. And he was the leader. He would lead the whole group. He would play the trumpet and sometimes dance.
Yeah, Ravi Shankar is no more popular.
Most people think he's too puffed up.
Yeah, otherwise, how they say it, he's God. Then
sweet
and stop. Today you're tired and terror. What is the local time?
8:30. Usually when people they don't have usually people don't have a very clear idea about what spiritual life is. So when they see someone who is a good musician, or sometimes a good artist, or something like that, they automatically think, oh, he must be spiritual, because he's so good at this, no one else can do it. He must be some spiritual power. So therefore, someone like Ravi Shankar, a lot of people, either they become envious, or they worship him as being an incarnation or something like that.
That is also stated, just building a sattva.
Yad vibhuti matsattvam śrīmadurjitamevava tattāreva vagacchat eva vagacchat tattāreva vagacchatvam mama tejom sam sambhavam. Know that all beautiful, glorious and mighty creations spring from but a spark of my splendor. Know that all beautiful, glorious, and mighty creations spring from but a spark of my splendor. Mm-hmm.